Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening.
Holy mother of...
Something is coming. It is almost here.
Know what you're all thinking. Didn't we just hear from this guy? Didn't he just put an episode out today for the book club? And that's true. But much like Marty McFly at the end of Back to the Future 2, I'm back. I'm back and I'm here to talk Stranger Things 4. Now, even though the book club episode came out today, I recorded it last night. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be funny if I put the episode out and then a trailer comes out? That didn't exactly happen, but today, you know, put the episode out, and I had the day off, so my wife and I, we did a little shopping, picked up some dog food, and then we went to Panera Bread. So we're waiting for our, I got like a flatbread pizza, it was pretty good, and... You know, we're no better than the younger generation. We like to look at our phones too. Pulled out my phone, picked up an app called Facebook. Yes, I hate it too. But I looked on it, and a video popped up from something called Stranger Things. And I said, "Wait, what? Huh, what is happening?" And my wife is like, "What?" Like, she knows that, you know, about my show, about that show. Obviously she knows, but she knows how into it I am. And I just looked at her. I said, "I gotta go." I got up and I ran. I left the Panera Bread. I ran straight home, 20 miles. It took me about 2 hours. And by the time I got there, my wife was already home. She drove by me, didn't bother to pick me up. And I was like, "I'm sorry. I couldn't wait. I had to talk about this. I had to watch it on a bigger screen. I had to talk about it." And, she was like, "Okay, dinner's almost ready." And I realized I'd never had my lunch. 5% of that is true. We did go to Panera. I did see it there for the first time. And I said, "Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. I need to get home and get another episode recorded right away." Right away turned into hours and hours later. But here I am to talk about what we saw today. Now, the big thing that came out of this is that it's only August 6th, 2021. Hey, Google, how many days are there left in 2021?
On the website online-calculator.org, they say, "How many days left in 2021? There are 147 days left in 2021.
Oh, my goodness. So there's 147 days left in 2021. That's just to get to 2022. Now, you don't think, are we getting this on New Year's Day 2022, folks? Because today, in the video, it says coming 2022. I mean, 2020 was like 5 years long for everybody. 2021 has been a little better, But I mean, now we have to wait. I thought 2021 was going to have a bright, shining beacon in the shape of Stranger Things 4, but now we have to wait until 2022. But we can do it. We can do it. Just rewatch season 1 through 3 again. Everyone should do that. And go back and listen to the Stranger Danger episodes. Yay! And in the meantime, there are other comics to read, and hopefully there'll be another novel coming out. I don't know if there is one announced yet, but I know of at least two comics, or maybe they're just flat-out graphic novels that you'll be getting book club episodes on, and we'll be getting more teasers and more trailers and more news. But we have to wait till 2022 to get to the actual Stranger Things 4. But we got about 15 seconds of footage today, right? 15 seconds of like new footage, maybe not even 15 seconds, but we got some new footage today. Now this is going to be rough because I'm not playing the video while, you know, the audio isn't coming through this episode. So I'm going to talk about the 30-second video as best I can on an audio podcast without any audio or visual cues to you, the listener. And that is what I call a hastily made professional podcast. So it starts off with like the 11, are you listening? We see Dr. Brenner. Well, we don't see Dr. Brenner, but we hear Dr. Brenner. And we get that 11 door again. And then we get her door in the Hawkins laboratory. We see her open her eyes. This is all just kind of, that's, I think, going to be, you know, new to this season. Then we get a bunch of shots of previous episodes, older episodes. There's like that green goo that Steve and Dustin are showing. There's these guys dressed up in like white suits, which I think is older. I'm actually going to set this video to play at half speed so I can like play along and talk along and it not be completely, you know, things flying by. We see Joyce. We see Hopper. We see 11 in season 2. That's kind of season 2 stuff where she is going to close the gate. We see her underwater. We see her flipping a van over. We see all these things that we've lived through over the years. We see the Mind Flayer trying to get at Will in the Hawkins schoolyard. But it wasn't until, you know, we see, you know, the is it the Mind Flayer again? Or the meat monster inside the mall? And we get this, like, the world, you know, we get this note, the world, we see the Hawkins, fun summer fair. We just get shots. It's all shots of older things the world has been watching. It's kind of getting you excited for what's to come, but everything's old, right? I mean, there's a shot of 11 looking up at the red sky. But that's old too, right? That's outside the mall, isn't it? Gosh, or I don't even know anymore. I need to rewatch every episode. You guys know better than I do. You see, there's a swirl. I think this might be new, but I don't know. Is that just what's over the school? There's a swirling wind. Almost looks like a storm. And was that 11 in the eye of the storm looking up into it? And we hear what, you know, is Mike's voice. Right? It sounds like Mike, but it sounds like a young Mike. Something's coming. It is almost here. And then, at 19 seconds into the video, we get our first new shot, our first new anything, our first new footage. And it is a grandfather clock. It's a grandfather clock, and it looks like it was about to chime. Did we hear a chime? And based on the clock, it is midnight. Now, I am looking at this full screen. It's midnight or noon, but I'm assuming midnight. But there is light shining in. At first, my first thought was that this is in Eleven's, like a vision she's having. Like, it's not actually there. It's in the void. But I don't think so. The more I watch it, I that was my first thought. I believe I am incorrect. I disagree with myself. There's a chair in the background. There's a fan. It just looks like an old abandoned space, but with this big, kind of creepy-looking grandfather clock. They zoom in on it, little gongs, and then we get the worst thing of all in 2022. Now, then it cuts to a scene where we see Eleven. She's a little older. She's got bangs. Her hair looks a little longer. Now this is where I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to guess at what's happening here. Two dudes in suits are holding her. All three of them are looking at the same thing. Now, did they take her out of the van to have her look at something, to have her see something, or did she get out of the van and she is seeing something and they're taking her back into the van? Like, I'm trying to figure out, did they drag her out of the van, or are they trying to drag her into the van and or not let her get away? What are they looking at? They're all looking off into the distance. One dude with a mustache looks nonplussed. The other guy looks a little freaked out. And Eleven, I can't tell if she's like scared or tired or exhausted or frightened. Those are all synonyms I've used. But she has a nice plaid shirt on. That's a cool shirt. I don't know exactly what we're looking at here, but we see Eleven. And the main takeaway is, someone's got to her. Someone has gotten to her. Is it Brenner related? But somebody has gotten to her. Remember there was like footage of like a mannequin or a dummy that's supposed to be Eleven on a stretcher. So I don't know if that's related to this. I don't know. But I don't see a nosebleed, so I don't see any powers happening yet. But my goodness, she went off to live with the Byerses. And it doesn't look like things have gone perfectly based on, well, of course they wouldn't, right? But based on this shot alone. And there's someone behind them. There's someone behind them, but we don't see who it is. Another dude in a suit. And then we see on the screen the global phenomenon. Well, of course it's the global phenomenon. Why do you think I did a podcast about it? Okay. Now, the next shot we see is, looks like people coming into an old house. Now, this is why I don't think that's a vision anymore, because this looks like they're going into the same old structure, the old house, something, the same old thing that the grandfather clock is in. Remember, they were like, there was one trailer where it says, we're not in Hawkins anymore. I feel like this is not in Hawkins. This looks too old. Unless it's like on the old hill, the old Johnson house. No one goes to that place up on the old hill where the old clock is. Obviously, I'm making all this stuff up. But that looks like Nancy and maybe Max behind her and other people. And the reason I think that is because it is the exact next shot. We see a group of our friends, but not all of them. I see Steve. I see Dustin in a cool cap. I see Robin, the rebel herself. We see Max, runaway Max. We see Nancy, I believe she has a perm. And we see Lucas, who has a flat top, I think. And they're all, it's funny, the younger kids get so old. The older kids, you know, they don't age quite as rapidly between seasons. But time has passed. And they're all looking up at something. Now, I wonder, are they looking at the grandfather clock? Steve is kind of looking at the rest of them, almost like, what are we doing here? Nancy looks a little freaked out. Dustin, Lucas, and Max look like concerned, and Robin looks like, huh? That's at least in the shot that I took, and that's only 2 seconds. I mean, that is it. That's the only time. Oh my goodness. Then it says returns. So the global phenomenon returns. Then we see the man himself, Jim Hopper. Is this him escaping the Russian prison? It probably is, but he also seems to have a really rad winter coat on that looks like something that I wore back in 1984, 85. Not something you'd think a grown man would wear as much, more of a child. But really, what's important, the real important thing, is that Hopper has a flamethrower. Yes, Hopper has a freaking flamethrower. And he's walking through, I don't know if that backpack is related to the flamethrower. Maybe it's all, you know, so we can help him throw flames. But it is all happening at once. Okay, that's it. That's all we see for Hopper. Now we're in the Hawkins High Gym, the Hawkins Tigers. And we see cheerleaders having a grand old time. And I believe the girl in the front is one of the new castmates that we talked about a couple episodes ago. But I can't, I would assume it is. I'm not perfectly correct. I'm not 100% certain. That seems like better English. But that's what I think. And they're just having a grand old time because to them, the world's not, you know, cuckoo bananas. They're just like, you know, living life as if everything's normal. And they're dancing and they're flipping and they're cheering for, it looks like some sort of pep rally. I don't know what sport, but they look really happy. And then we go to something that doesn't look very happy. The next shot is a car flipped over with flames. And we see a person looking at the car. We don't know who this person is. Now, one thing I forgot to mention is when we saw our crew, the people we didn't see were Will, Mike, and Jonathan. So, and we didn't see Joyce Byers at all either. I don't think this is Joyce. This looks like a young fella from behind, as my guess. Now, my first thought when I first watched it was that Steve, but that hair just isn't long enough. So I'm guessing it's either Mike or Will. And then I thought to myself, you know, wouldn't it be cool if that was Will? And wouldn't it be cool if after all these years, we realized that whatever the Upside Down has done to Will, it's given him some sort of telekinetic powers. And after all these years, and all this crap that he's had to go through, the horrors that he's had to live with, if something good comes out of it for him, and Eleven is not the only one now, and he caused this crash. He caused this crash with his powers. This is completely speculating, and the only thing at all that made me think of it was when I watched it and going, who is this? And did they happen upon this? I doubt it. Are they the cause of this? And did they cause it? How did they cause it? You know, so this is me completely speculating, but that's what this podcast is for. Until we get another season, I'm here to speculate. This is the most interesting shot to me because I want to know who that is. I want to know, is that someone we know? Or is it a completely new person and it's a cool shot? I don't know. And the speculation that I came up with, this whole fan fiction of Will having powers, now I'm consumed with that, and I want it to happen, and if it doesn't happen, I'll be upset. But I made it all up, so I don't know why I would think that. Oh, my goodness gracious, this show, the things it does to us, right? I can't be the only one. After that shot, we get, like, what? We get a shirtless Steve Harrington underwater? And what is he looking at? Is he, like, there are rocks, and I think I see some seaweed. Like, is he? That's Steve, right? Well, that's definitely Steve underwater with a flashlight, and he's turning because someone's coming. Who's coming? Where's he going? And why are we underwater? And, you know, I'm sure most people are like, who cares? We got a shirtless Steve Harrington. That's good enough for me. But what in the world are we looking at here? This does feel bigger, doesn't it, folks? Okay. The next shot is a board game. And we see people, we see like the arms and chest of a couple of people. And I'm guessing, this is just a guess, that the gang got together to play Dungeons & Dragons. Because I see some multi-sided die. I don't know all that much about Dungeons & Dragons. But these have like figures on a board. I thought Dungeons & Dragons was all like in a book and handwritten. I don't know. But based on the fact that these guys have books in front of them, makes me think this is a D&D game or type game. This isn't the game in the Hawkins Laboratory, I don't think. But the die are going slow, and then we get a quick, very little quick shot of young Eleven back in the Hawkins Laboratory. She's about to peer through a door. I can't imagine that this is old footage. I feel like they digitally, de-aged her, youngified her. We see her just about to look through a door, so I'm assuming this is all her having to come to terms with something, her having to have a flashback. Something is going to happen where she needs to look back into her own past. That's where we see Matthew Modine and Dr. Brenna. That's my guess, at least. Then we get the last thing I see. Is it the last thing we see? Yes. The last thing we see is a quick shot of four kids on a bike, and I can't tell. I think it's, I'm going to guess, Lucas, his sister Erica, Max, and Dustin. That's who I believe we're looking at here. They all have headlights on. Did I ever have a headlight on my bike? Kids still ride bikes like this. I mean, we had, like, there were like bike gangs almost. There was like five or six of us, all with our BMX bikes, all trying to look cool. And I never quite succeeded, but it didn't make me not want to keep trying. So, I think that's Erica, only because it looks like a younger kid's bike, maybe. I can't tell, but that's my guess. So she's in these adventures more. Excellent, because she was a welcome addition as like a major player in the third season. Hilarious. And then we just see Stranger Things 4. And then they tell us, seasons 1 and 3 now streaming. Yes, we know. Of course we know. It's driving us crazy. But that's it. That's all we get. A tiny, teensy, eatsy little sneak peek. It's got already, let's see, how many views does it have? And it came out today. It has over 1.4 million views already. And it says, I like how it says, see y'all in the Upside Down. In the video description, the text is upside down. And then it says, Stranger Things returns in 2022. The first comment says, can 2021 just end like right now? I agree, presto, I agree. But we're not going to get that. Not for a few months, but we will have more to discuss. There will be other little teases. You know, part of me doesn't want to see anything. Part of me wants to just be told, here's the season, go. But as a podcaster, I need to see these and talk about these things and analyze these things. That's what makes doing the show so much fun, is that it's not completely over. I'm not just talking about a show that has come and gone and I get to witness it for the first time. I'm talking about a show that we're all experiencing together all over the world. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. I don't know why that song has nothing to do really with what I was saying, but it's how I felt at that moment. That's how I express myself. So folks, that's it. I've gone 25 minutes, 24 minutes talking about a 30-second video. That only Stranger Things can do that to me. Now, if you're new to the podcast and you just found this because you were searching Stranger Things today, I've done an episode on every episode of Stranger Things. It started off a little like just me taking some notes and adding some clips in, and episodes were short, not that produced, and then it just got bigger and bigger, and now these episodes are like as long as the TV shows, sometimes longer, and it's in I'm a better podcaster for it, and it makes this is by far the highest quality thing I do, and I put the most effort out of any podcast or any real job I have. Don't tell my boss that. I put the most effort into Stranger Danger, and I love that people find it and listen to it. Thank you so much. And if you just found this, go back and listen to those. And while we're waiting, I do a thing called the Stranger Danger Book Club, where I'm reading every book and every comic related to Stranger Things. Today, another episode came out where I just talked about Rebel Robin, a really cool book that if you haven't read, I suggest you read that, and Runaway Max. Those are the two cool books as far as learning more about these characters, Max and Robin. There's Darkness on the Edge of Town, which is about Hopper and kind of his backstory. I don't know if it's going to be canon. I don't know if we're going to get a different backstory in the show. But that was a fun book, but it really wasn't. It was like before Stranger Things. And then there was the first book, and I can't even remember what it's called. But it's good, and it's about Eleven's mother. It actually is. It's like brings you through Vietnam time and kind of gives you the pre-story of the Hawkins Laboratory and what and I can't believe I can't think of the book right now. It's crazy, but that's what iTunes is for. You just look back in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere podcasts are available, and you say, "Oh, that must be the book," and then you listen to it and you go, "Yep, that's it." Boom, nailed it. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was a kind of a quick episode that I just wanted to throw together, because we can't have something this monumental happen in the world of Stranger Things and it be ignored. That would be irresponsible on my part. Listen to my voice. As I get tired, my voice gets deeper. And now I'm Movie Man voice. In a world where Stranger Things has to make us wait until 2022, one man cries alone in his kitchen while he podcasts about a teaser that's only 30 seconds long. This is Stranger Danger. Okay, my friends, thank you guys. This at the end of every podcast, it seems like I just start rambling. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And I hope I see you really soon. But until then, beware the Mind Flayer and the Demogorgon. And I dropped something.
Fans not experts.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.